Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
And this is the video game music podcast featuring third and fourth generation video game music. This is episode 244. And with us as usual is Gabe Castro.
Hello.
And let's see here. Before we get into our tracks, any top of the show business? Of course, there's always top of the show business. The Legacy Music Hour, if you don't already know, has a Patreon account. And on the Patreon, if you join the Patreon, and you can go there, by the way, the address for it is patreon.com/legacymusichour. You can get a video of the full episodes if you care to see that. And because, you know, sometimes we make funny faces and stuff, you might be interested in seeing something like that. And also there's, about once or twice a month, I put out sort of, kind of reviews of games I've been playing at the time. And coming up, the next review will be on Lightning Force for the Sega Genesis, Insector X for the Sega Genesis. Oh, really? Insector X, Rob? Okay.
Wow.
Jackie Chan's Action Kung Fu, and most likely in that batch will be...
For the NES.
Yeah, that's right, for the Nintendo. And most likely in that batch will also be Kingyo Chuiho Tobadase Game Gakuen. So that those will all be in the next sort of episode. There's basically episodes. In fact, you won't just get access to that episode. You'll get access to all 27 episodes of Brent's Games, it's called. And sometimes Gabe is a guest on those, that show. That's all exclusive to the Patreon. There's also archived playthroughs from Twitch that are on there. And some non-Twitch playthroughs of games, and Gabe does that as well. And Gabe covers games too. He has a show called Gabe's Games.
That's right.
Or something like that, right?
Yep.
And Rob posts stuff, and we all post different things. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Anyway, patreon.com/legacymusichour. What else? Well, okay. I wanted to just mention this. You know, we used to never mention any comedy-related stuff on the show because, I don't know, we kind of thought, hey, we'll just, you know, this is about the music, you know, it's not about us as comedians or whatever. But then at a certain point, we started mentioning dates because, I don't know, I think people grew to be interested in that. Some people grew to be interested in stuff more than just the music. So I'm going to mention these dates. I'm doing a super mini tour with my friend Doug Lusenhop, also known as DJ Doug Pound, who was a guest once on the Legacy Music Hour. And we're doing a super mini tour, three dates in January. January 20th, we're in Appleton, Wisconsin at the Skyline Comedy Club. And then January 21st in Chicago, there's two shows at the Hideout. And on the 22nd, we're going to be in Louisville, Kentucky at Zanzibar. And all of those shows are proof of vaccination is required, and or a negative COVID-19 test. Well, I'm not sure if that's the case for the Chicago. Chicago might only be proof of vaccination, but on the other hand, okay, so those are happening. And if you're interested in some comedy stuff, check those out. Check those shows out. But who knows what's going to be happening in January at the same time. Things are starting to shut down again. A lot of shows definitely in New York and even in Los Angeles are shutting down. Comedy shows are, because of the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. So it's kind of, in some ways, up in the air about what's going to be happening in January. But hey, if if the shows don't get canceled, check them out. If that's something that you might be interested in. So yeah. What else? You know, I saved this track for you, Rob. Sentimental and San Gabriel.
Yeah.
He sent us a new VGM karaoke track that I was going to play on the last episode, but since you weren't here on the last episode, I thought, you know what? Let's wait for Rob on this one.
Okay.
So that's something we'll play at the end of the episode. So stay tuned for that.
Okay. Okay. Hold on a second.
Anything else anyone wants to talk about or say or anything? No? No.
Let's see. I just want to say things are looking up on the Patreon for me. I've been doing some streaming. And I'm taking to the air, Brent. To the air.
What's that mean?
So, well, you got to get on the Patreon to find out.
Oh, I do know what that means. Yeah.
Wow.
So, okay. Do you want me to tell people what that means?
I don't know. It's up to...
Well, I mean, Rob has been doing these flight simulators, and it's kind of a DJ set at the same time. And
right.
So he flies in real time to a location from his location, and yeah.
Was it like Microsoft Flight Simulator?
Microsoft Flight Simulator, yeah.
Okay.
It's I started going through my tracks from when I used to DJ at the arcades here in town. It's fun. I think it's a nice little flight that we do.
Okay. Is there a reason why you have Dr. Mario in your background right now, Rob?
You were talking about the Omicron. So
I'm
trying to keep it topical, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, cool. You have to get on the Patreon to see the back.
Right. All right. Well, I guess should we just move into the tracks or what?
Let's move into them.
Okay. I guess you're starting us off, Rob.
Okay, I'm going to start things off sometimes like I like to do. I like to start things off with an ending. So, this is a game we've heard from before, Skeleton Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Sega Genesis. And I would like to play the ending theme, please. One ending theme, if you please. Ladies and gentlemen, skeleton crew. Ending.
It's interesting. It's an interesting track. Got, you know, some kind of reminds me of, yeah, it kind of reminds me of 70s electronic music.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I dig the sound.
It's kind of, you know, going up, and then it went in there, you know?
Like that little wow.
Right. This really sounds like 70s electronic music right here.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Tangerine Dream soundtrack or something.
Kind of reminds me of Synergy also.
Synergy. Is that Larry Fast?
Yeah, Larry Fast, yeah.
From composer Nathan McCree.
That movie Miracle Mile.
I don't know.
Takes place in Miracle Mile, I believe.
Oh.
Tangerine Dream did the music for it.
It's kind of cool how that starts. That it goes and then it hits and it, you know, and it unleashes the next section. Okay. 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 I gotcha. Next up. Shoot, I almost kind of want to change my pick for my number one pick here. Or my, not my number one, my first pick, that is. I was originally, what I had planned was something from a game I learned about on the last episode or so, F1 Sensation.
Mm.
Was that the last episode or two episodes ago?
Two episodes ago. What track?
Well, I'm gonna probably play it. Right. So then I thought, because I played through Jackie Chan's Action Kung Fu last night, and there was a track I discovered while playing, and I thought, ooh, this is a good one here. Maybe I should play this instead. But no, I'm gonna stick with F1 Sensation. So this is F1 Sensation for the Famicom. And this track, now I don't even know what to decide between these two tracks. There's two tracks that I kind of want to try. What was the one that, Gabe, you said you thought I would like?
I think it's just menu music.
The menu track. Okay, right. I was maybe going to play that, but then I decided on playing BGM 3.
Okay.
Both of those tracks are apparently composed by Tomoya Tomita. I sent him the links. I said, "Did you do these tracks?" And he said, "Yeah, those are mine." I mean, I hope that he listened to it correctly.
I hope it was like a voice message, and that's what he sounded like.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are mine.
Yeah, those are mine. I mean, Jun Chuma is also a composer on this game, but yeah, Tomoya Tomita, composer of Wario Land Shake It and many other great games. Did this track, supposedly. I guess why I say that is because there is a chance he might have, I mean, who knows, you know, maybe I had it queued up incorrectly or something like that. But anyway, this is music. This is BGM 3 from F1 Sensation for the Famicom, music by Tomoya Tomita. This is music from F1 Sensation for the Famicom, and this is BGM 3. And I was talking about it with Gabe, and yeah, we both had this thought that maybe there was some miscommunication between me and Mr. Tomita, because we both thought this sounded maybe this sounded more similar to a track from Crisis Force, and the music to Crisis
Force. Yeah, yeah. I was going off memory, and it sounds more Tomoya than I thought. It really honestly, to me, it sounds like a joint effort. The first part sounds Juni to me, and then the lead sound kind of Tomita-y to me.
Well, yeah, that bra-da-da, you heard that just now? That kind of thing kind of sounds like Crisis Force a little bit to
me.
I don't know. You hear that a lot in Konami. Who knows who it is? But Jun Chuma worked on Crisis Force, I think. And so I thought, oh, maybe this is a Jun Chuma track, but... you know, we'll take it for what it is right now. We'll just, you know, we're going to say it's Tomita, okay? I like this part coming up a lot right here. I really like this part coming up right here. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a Power Blade or Power Blade 2 song that kind of sounds like this.
Oh, really?
Could be wrong.
That's good.
Okay. Okay. Sega game Toshokan is next for me.
Okay.
This was on the Mega Drive. Oh boy, there's a couple of options here.
Well, first really of all, do you know what that is?
Yes. This was a game service exclusively released in Japan.
It's for the MegaNet.
MegaNet, yep. And you needed the Mega Modem.
That's right.
Yep. So.
So I think this is the music that is. I mean, all of these tracks from what you have here are from the not from the games. I think they're from. You know, when you're kind of looking around at the titles and stuff like that or whatever,
right.
Or going through the library. I think Toshokan, doesn't that mean library?
It means library, correct.
Okay. So it's Sega Game Library and it's, yeah. Anyway, this is the music that is part of the service, but I don't think it's from any particular game. It's from the service that it is, I think, or something like that.
So it'd be like lobby music for the Wii. You
something
know what I mean?
Like when you're something the, like that.
Right.
Yeah, with the Wii Shop music maybe or something like that almost. You know?
Right. Okay, I'm going to play a sound code for you. That's what I'm going to tell you right now.
Well, they're all sound codes. I mean,
well,
every
that's
single
what I'm saying. I'm going to play a sound code for you.
Every track we've ever played is a sound code.
Yeah, but the point is you don't know which sound code I'm going to play.
That's true.
That's the point. So here is a sound code for you. There is a sound code from Sega game Toshokan.
So the thing about this is, I mean, this is cool. There's a game, Hyper Marbles, that was available on this thing, and it used this music, I think. So we heard a track from Hyper Marbles in the past, I think. Unless there was some mistake about where this music's actually from. But so Hyper Marble, but the music is sped up in those games. It's faster. It's the same track, but it's sped up. So I don't really know what this is from, if this is actually from the Sega game Toshokan, or if it's from Hyper Marbles or what, or the slow version is from Toshokan. I don't know, you know, but there's something up with that. What's weird is I tried to look it up just now, and when I looked up Hyper Marbles, I was finding a different soundtrack than what I was used to. And I wonder if somebody figured it out recently and figured out that the Hyper Marbles music was incorrectly labeled in the past, and now the correct soundtrack is uploaded. I don't know, but we might have to change the listing from the previous episode with Hyper Marbles.
Well,
but this would be BGM 4 from Hyper Marbles, but it's slowed down.
Let me ask you guys something. Where's your Christmas decorations?
Are these my Christmas decorations?
Where are your Christmas decorations?
Well, first of all, I'm not even in my house right now. But in my house, I don't have any.
You don't have any?
No.
What's up with that? What's up with this, guys?
I'm not really decorating kind of person.
Okay, can I go?
Yes, Brent.
Okay, Rob, what color is my wall?
Some kind of cream?
It's white. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, what color is the couch?
Burgundy.
Blood.
Yeah, it's kind of it's reddish, right? Wouldn't you say it's in the red spectrum?
Sure.
White and red.
Okay.
What are the colors of Christmas?
Green and red.
And green and red and
white.
Black? And white.
White.
And what does Santa Claus wear? What color is Santa Claus?
Santa Claus? He's red.
And
gold for the buckle.
And gold. And black boots.
Black boots, yeah.
And?
Good one.
What color is the beard? What color is the beard and the...
Gray.
And
at one point, it was
the
probably
lining,
blonde or something.
The lining?
When Santa Claus was younger, he looked like Hulk Hogan.
That's right.
Well, anyway, my point is that I've got the Christmas... I got Christmas... I am decorated for Christmas.
Okay.
I got red and white.
That's not going to fly for me, but you're bah and humbug over here. That's fine.
Well, how's this though? Like, yeah, I haven't mentioned it, but right now I'm in Canada, and as you can see out the window there, that's Canada, and Canada is like a really Christmassy place.
That's true. It's pretty far up north.
They don't decorate here because it's decorated outside.
How far up north are you?
Vancouver.
All right. That's,
you know, it's in there.
That's north.
I had a decoration up yesterday, or 2 days ago, that is.
Oh, yeah?
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it for you here. What? I did, I swear.
Okay.
I truly did. Here, hold on a sec.
It snowed like 2 days ago.
Actually, what's a color that rhymes?
Sorry, what?
Oh, I'm just saying it snowed here like 2 days ago.
Yeah, there you go. So there you go. That's
all
you decorated. Need. That's all you need.
Look at my tree. That's all I have to tell you guys. Look at my tree.
It's a nice one. Yeah.
No, I mean I know that you're definitely, you know, decorated, Rob. Definitely. I mean, and you deserve some respect for that.
I get into the holiday. I like it. I like Christmas.
Okay, I'm going to show you something right now that is going to make you think, oh, yeah, you're right.
What's going to make me sweat? Going to make me sweat?
No, you're going to say, you're right, you did decorate. I did decorate. And you're going to think, oh, yeah, you did decorate. Okay. Here's my decoration. You ready for this?
Let's have it.
Okay, check this out. Hold on. That was a couple nights ago.
I like that.
Okay. So there you go. It's a couple nights ago.
It's got the timestamp for proof right there, by the way.
Well, I know. I just that's a screenshot from just now. That was just now. I just took the screenshot just now. But that video was from 2 nights ago. What is it? You can describe it if you want. I have a nice sign up on my wall.
Yeah.
And it said
ho ho ho.
Yeah. There you go. It says ho ho ho. It's a nice sign. If you want to see what that sign looks like for yourself, patreon.com/legacymusichour.
I didn't mean to spoil it.
No, but if you want to see exactly what it looks like, looks like. Yeah, sure. No.
Or maybe Brent will come down your chimney this Christmas. Get a visit from Brent.
I don't know what that... I know that that's the signal, but I don't even know what it means, though. Okay, I'm going to move on to... I think Rob's going to like this track. I think we're all going to like this track. Okay. I mean, I like it already, but I think Gabe's going to like it. I think Rob's definitely going to like it. It's from the game Lock On. You know Lock On?
Heard of it.
Wow.
This is a Super Nintendo game, and the composer is Akihiko Mori, with the alias Don, D-O-N. And we're going to hear Special Mission 1. And like I said, I think Rob is going to like this. Lock On for the Super Nintendo. This is Special Mission 1 from Lock On for the Super Nintendo, music by Akihiko Mori. And also, this game is Super Air Diver in Japan.
Mm.
Gotta hit that beginning again.
Oh, right, right.
Oof, that was unexpected. See, I was thinking this is going to be a nice, smooth, slow song.
Right.
Nope.
Then the pit starts. Open up that pit! Open it up! Oh. It's a banger right there.
Did you hear the tom I don't know, the tom-tom hits, you know, that was kind of cool. Yeah, this track is good, man. This is a good track.
Very good.
This part right here. Listen to this. And this is cool, too.
This sound, I know this sound. I know these sounds.
This is a solo. I like that, how it went. Da 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 da. You hear that?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, these sounds. What is it? Acrobat Mission. This sounds like Acrobat Mission. I'm gonna go on a limb and say Donnie here composed the music for that too.
By the way, you got really loud just now.
Oh, sorry. I got really excited.
No. I think that maybe your setting changed or something, and you're louder now. Did it?
No.
Oh, no, okay, never mind. Actually, I guess it was you just getting excited. That's interesting.
Wow. Don't ever apologize, Gabe.
Yeah,
don't ever apologize for letting it fly.
I gotta look this up, because I know, I have a feeling I'm right. I get excited when I think I'm right about something. What's this game called? Lock On.
Yeah. Dun 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 dun. Anyway, that's a cool track.
By the way,
oh, you were right.
Okay. Don did compose the music to Acrobat Mission for the Super Famicom.
There you go. You got it. You got it. You heard it right.
I heard it right.
So, same okay, yeah. This part right here is so good. There was that kind of bluesy kind of da-da-da-da-da-da. Did you hear that before this part? Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
You know what it is? I think I'm talking at a quieter volume because the room I'm in is really roomy.
Oh, yeah.
And so I forgot that for a second because I don't want to reverberate too much.
I only mentioned it because it sounded almost like, because I know you were kind of messing with your microphone settings recently, and I thought maybe you made it, you accidentally had the gain up way high or something like that all of a sudden.
The gain was inside the whole time.
Yeah. Or this... The music gave you gain. In a way.
That's why they call me Gain Castro.
Gain Castro.
Okay. I believe now it's time for some cannon fodder. Originally... a computer game.
I used to play this a lot on the computer.
Right. An Amiga, is that right?
No, it was a PC computer. IBM compatible.
And it was published by Virgin and ported over to consoles, including the Mega Drive. That's what I got for you here. And I would like to play Cannon Fodder for you.
Title track.
Okay, we've got some cannon fodder for you there. Who's your friend there, Gabe?
Oh, this is Marcus. Marcus the Moose.
Okay.
I went gift shopping for my niece, and I wanted a really cheesy... It's between this and Boris here.
Oh, that's very Canadian.
Yeah. I thought it'd be funny.
Listen to these sound effects, Brian.
Yeah,
These are I'm sure the sound effects from when you shoot people in the game.
But it's part of the music?
Apparently.
This sounds like CNC Music Factory, no?
Well, I don't know, but these sound effects are just interesting. It's weird that it's in the music. I mean, what if it sounds like a fart or something? It sounds like somebody's having a very difficult time on the toilet. It's as if their butt is a cannon and they're shooting stuff into the toilet. I mean, it should be called not cannon fodder, but cannon potty or something like that. Cannon potter. Really interesting that there's a voice kind of being into the music like that. I mean, Rob, does this music make you want to get into it like that? Do you feel like you make these noises to it?
You got to hold your stomach on that last one.
This is a fun game, though. I used to play it a lot. It's kind of a classic computer. I guess, it's a classic Amiga game, but I never had an Amiga. I didn't have any Amigos growing up, so. It's on Super Nintendo, PAL, I believe.
Amiga, well, they're calling, now these days they call the Amiga the Amiga-X.
That's right.
Amiga-X.
Amiga-X.
Right.
Who's dog?
I like these dogs are in the track, too.
Yeah.
Kind of in sync.
The dogs are singing along to the track.
It sounds like it because it seemed like the dogs only have like two pitches. They have like a medium and a high pitch.
Right. Well, you know what's funny? At first, I wasn't sure if you were shaking that stuffed animal, and I thought, oh, does that stuffed animal make noises? And I thought it was the stuffed animal making the noises of the,
No.
I thought that was making the noise at first.
Right.
That's kind of weird. What kind of, what's the theme of that game? Is it kind of got an islandy theme to it? I mean, is it?
It's a military simulator, if I'm not mistaken.
And is the base in Jamaica or something like that? I mean, what's?
You're in like the tropics.
Oh, you are in the tropics. Okay.
Yeah, you control like three guys and you use the mouse to like lead them and shoot people. But on Super Nintendo, you use a controller to control the cursor. It's just like an action game, but it's, I don't know, computery. I don't know if that makes sense.
I'm just saying it has a very Caribbean vibe to it, you know.
There's other music in this game I remember that has kind of that beat to it. Kind of, you know, tropical beat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's got that tropical flavor. Yeah. Okay, awesome. Well, let's turn it over to Gabe right now. If there was some Gabe's Corner. Got a little bit of Gabe's Corner. We got some Gabe's Corners for us here.
Well, much like Rob, I'm going to start off my set with an ending. And this comes from, and it doesn't sound like an ending at all to me, but it comes from the Super Famicom. This is Dark Law, Meaning of Death.
Yeah.
And we've heard it before. Yeah. And it's the composers are Satoshi Nagano, Michikyo Shiichi, and that's it. And actually, I thought this kind of sounded a little like Cat's Run sonically, and Yusuke Takahama did do work on the sound on this game.
Uh-huh.
So it must be his driver or something.
Yeah.
But, and this I know I say this a lot, but this has a, the bass guitar reminds me of Castlevania, specifically Circle of the Moon on Game Boy Advance. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Staff Roll from Dark Law, Meaning of Death. I meant to say Staff Roll. This is happens over the credits roll in the game.
Yeah, very Castlevania.
Certainly. Very Castlevania, yeah. And it doesn't. And I was like, I was checking the video of it. I'm like, this does not sound like an ending track. And then when you watch it, it really fits. It's like really cinematic. Like they have like what do you call them? Those like wipe transitions and then credits. It's really cool. And like footage from the game. So and this came out in 1997.
Right.
That's pretty late.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to get a 1997 game recently for Super Famicom.
That's right. I think this is an RPG.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hear that Yusuke Takahama sound, you know, with the...
Right.
The bass and the organ kind of thing. I like this part here. The ending right here.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if this is a role-playing game or not, because it's only 20 tracks in the soundtrack. That seems low for a role-playing game, but maybe that's how it is. Mm.
Right here. That part really, the bass really reminds me of Circle of the Moon. Gonna hop right into the next track here, and this comes from another game we've heard from before, And that's Koryo no Mimi. And this track is Train to Japan, and it's by Takada Yoko. Yuko, I believe. And here we go. Koryo no Mimi, Train to Japan, Takada Yoko. And there you have that.
And how do you know about this track? How did you come across this one?
I really like the track that you played a few episodes back, and I was just checking out the rest. I like the kind of rock and jazz kind of fusion here.
Mm-hmm.
Not much to say about it. I just really like it.
What does that remind me of?
Dun 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 dun. Dun yeah, what is that?
What is that? What is that?
Dun 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 dun. Dun. I don't know.
Hasn't reminded me of anything, but there you have it.
All right. Okay, thank you, Gabe. Next up, we're going to hear from a track that you, from a game that you played something from pretty recently, Farland Story, or Farland Story, for the Super Famicom. And, I mean, I had this track picked out long before you had played a track from it recently, but I just had never gotten around to it, but I'm finally getting around to it today.
I believe I played Snowfield.
That's right. The composers on this are Tatsuya Watari, Watari, I guess, and Tomu Kasahara. And I guess, I don't know. And then, wait, let me understand this here. Oh, no. This is what it is. This is what it is. It's Tatsuya Watari, or Watari, or something like that, is the composer, okay? And then Tomu Kasahara, under Music Island Company Limited, or whatever, was an arranger, and Music Works, also an arranger. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, mm-hmm. The main composer is Tatsuya Watari. Okay, we're going to hear the track called Valkyrie's Island. And again, this is from Farland Story for the Super Famicom. Thank you. This is Valkyrie's Island from Farland's Story from composer Tomu Kasahara. No, sorry. Tatsuya Watarai. It was arranged by Tomu Kasahara and music works, but yes, it was composed by Tatsuya Watarai. How did you come across this game, Gabe?
Very randomly. Just looking up music on YouTube. It came up suggested or something like that.
This has a very magical sound to it, kind of, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's Christmassy. Christmassy.
It is, oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's good music for like a winter festival.
This is almost kind of Nobuo Uematsu right here. Right there, just the drum hit with the bass, the electric bass, with this sort of more, I don't know, orchestral kind of piece. Were you going to say something, Rob?
No, I'm conducted.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Okay. Whew. Hurricanes.
Yeah, hurricanes.
That's a phenomenon. Well, not really a phenomenon. It's just a weather situation that happens around the world. And also happens to be a game on the Sega Genesis.
That's true.
This is from composer Andy McGinty. And I would like to play for you the Stage 2 theme.
By the way, can I say something unrelated?
Tell me something unrelated.
Well, it's related to something we were talking about earlier.
Okay. Did you say related or unrelated?
Unrelated, but it's related to something earlier. Unrelated to this track you're going to play. But, you know, about Christmas decorations, this episode's coming out in the beginning of January, so.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's why I didn't have my sign up anymore.
Yeah, I can't believe Rob still has his tree up.
I know.
It's one of those people.
Well, technically the episode is January 5th and you've got up to a week after New Year's to take your Christmas decorations down. That is the accepted rule.
To be honest, you can actually leave it up for a whole month probably.
See? I take it down at noon Christmas Day in front of the kids and everything.
But you guys are a couple of Grinches over here.
Hey, you saw my sign.
No. Well, one Grinch. We're one Grinch. You got into the Christmas spirit.
Well, I mean, look, these are pretty Christmassy. They're bundled up.
Okay, I take it back. They are.
A little bit. Yeah, white and red. The black, like Santa's boots.
You guys think you're going to get anything from Santa this year?
I don't know.
I think so.
Did you write Santa any letters?
I write them every year.
Yeah?
I sent one letter out, yeah.
Okay.
Did you? Okay.
I sent a couple of emails. That's how, if you want to get his direct attention, send an email.
Do you have his work email or his personal email?
I only got the work one. Santa@northpole.com. I don't know his personal.
See, I slid into his DMs. So I do slid it. Into the,
Do you think you're going to get what you want, Rob?
Well, who can say? Who can say? I hope. Fingers crossed.
He's got his fingers crossed. Looks like a ant, like a reindeer antlers or something like that.
Oh, looked like something else when he brought his hand up.
I know. It did. That's why I got closer. So you could say, wait, do I have it right? Is that like what?
You're right. I just realized that it does actually.
Hey,
this is for you,
Santa.
Good luck,
everybody. Good luck, everybody.
Hey, man, I hope you get the job. Yeah, I hope you get the job.
But that's how you cross your fingers, no? Isn't that fingers crossed? Hey.
Yeah, like this.
Did you go? I think you're supposed to go like this. He's doing it backhanded. So
it makes more impact if you use your arm and you're like.
That did look weird. But no, there's my fingers across. There's a loophole. That's a little loophole.
Dude, I'm really hoping for you. I wish you the best.
You know, and like when I'm like driving around and someone like cuts me off, I'll do this out the window. Like, I hope that doesn't happen to anyone else. You know?
right. By the way, I don't think anyone knows what we're doing. Rob was crossing his fingers, but the back of his hand was facing the camera, so it looked like he was. Well, I guess that was explained, but it looked like he was doing something else instead of crossing his fingers, and it looks really funny. So now we're kind of just doing that. Okay.
Oh, man.
Anyway, that's funny.
Okay.
All right. So to all the people recovering from the hurricanes in other parts of the country. Hope it, you know, gets back. It works out for them.
That is Hurricanes, Stage 2 theme from Andy McGinty.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this is like a platformer. We have a basketball or soccer ball.
Soccer ball. Just, I guess you're using that as a weapon.
Yeah, I think it's based on a cartoon, I want to say. It's also on, they also have a game on Super Nintendo. It's kind of hard to find.
Is it really?
I believe so.
Let me see what this is selling for on eBay. Let's get this portion of the show is brought to you by Funko Land. Wow, on eBay you can currently buy one for $50 or best offer.
Well, that's
Genesis,
that,
right?
That's not how Sega much it Genesis. Goes. That's not how that's, much it goes
Super
for.
Nintendo one, I think, is over 100.
What would if it was $50 or best offer? What would you offer, Brett?
No, I mean, I gotta look at the completed auctions. I gotta look at.
But if it just say you just saw something that's a game you want, $50 or best offer. What's well, your best no, offer?
People put crazy prices on there sometimes. I mean, I gotta see what the history is of this game.
You wouldn't just submit an offer. You wouldn't just submit an offer.
Not off of that. No, I gotta see what is it sold for. What's the lowest price? What is you know? There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of factors. Tell me here. Do the completed auctions. Let's see what it's sold for.
Ask me the same question.
Okay. What are you gonna put? What are you gonna bid? Offer.
$5. Send that. $5.
That's how you do it.
Send. You play hard ball, Brent.
Okay.
You're putting too much into this. I'm here to close deals.
That's what I try to offer for that game at the Portland Expo. You know, remember that? What was it? Oh yeah, Gargoyle's Quest. I said, how about $5? And she just ignored. She just stopped talking completely to us. You know,
very rude.
I think she said something. Maybe she said something to the extent of, I could do 80. That's the or something like that. I forgot what she said, and I said, how about five?
Wow. What is this? This is like our Time Lord listing. That's what someone's doing here. Up for grabs is the Hurricane Super Nintendo box and manual only. Authentic. Very rare. Price $999.99.
That ain't right.
It's for the box, the manual, and the inserts only. No game is included.
Well, you know, that's the thing is you can't look at what a price someone is selling something for. Anybody could put Time Lord up for $1,000 or whatever. It doesn't matter. You look at how much people actually are, you know, paying for this stuff. That's how you do it. Completed auctions.
20 people are watching this box manual. Watch it. Actually, 21 now. 21.
Oh, that's kind of a lot. Not as much as other stuff I've seen. Sometimes I've seen 50-something watchers. Okay, how about this? How about we move on to Blazing Lasers?
I like this soundtrack.
TurboGrafx 16. The tracks are pretty short for this game, but this is the track I had picked out from probably the first year of the podcast, but I never really got around to playing it. But I did play through the game kind of recently. It's kind of hard, but I beat it. And, well, the last level is really hard. And, the track that we're going to hear is Area 7, which kind of, in a way, reminds me of Cocteau Twins a little bit. Maybe you'll see what I mean, maybe not. But the composers on this are Masatomo Miyamoto, as Miyamo, JTS, okay? Masanobu Tsukamoto as Mats, Sidon Inoue as Sidon, Ozono, and Keiji Takeuchi as Takeuchi. When I say as, I mean that's how they're listed in the credits, but that's who they are. That's the real names. So I said real name first and then how they're listed in the credits. So, yeah, Blazing Lasers. Those are the composers of Blazing Lasers. Once again, Masatomo Miyamoto, JTS, Masanobu Tsukamoto, Sidon Inoue, and Ozono and Keiji Takeuchi. Area 7. we'll probably hear two loops of this because it's really short. Once again, this is music from Blazing Lasers. Music by Masatomo Miyamoto, JTS, Masanobu Tsukamoto, Sidon Inoue, and Ozono, and Keiji Takeuchi, Area 7. This is a hard area too, by the way. But I like this part a lot too. This is the part that reminds me of Cocteau Twins. For some reason, that just reminds me of Cocteau Twins. I don't know why.
Reminds me of Kanye.
Really? Oh. Okay. And it reminds me of Kanye Twins. You know Kanye Twins?
Now, do you remember when Kanye said he was going to call his album TurboGrafx 16?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He also has said that Blazing Lasers is his favorite game, period.
Right.
And then I kind of question that because it takes some dedication to be able to beat the game, I think. And I just
he didn't say he beat it.
I know he didn't say he beat it, but I just wonder how much of the game he's seen or experienced. Who knows? Maybe he did. I don't know. I don't imagine him wasting time on a video game.
Well, I think it was when he was a kid, but who knows? Yeah.
I still don't even picture that. I don't even really picture him as a kid wasting time on a video game. Maybe he did, though. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know the guy. I don't know the bloke.
This could have been very influential to his music. This music.
Absolutely.
I hear it.
I wonder if it does sound like any kind of Kanye. I'm not familiar enough with his music. This part right here. Yeah.
Hmm.
Cocteau Twins.
What was their song? Was that True?
The Cocteau Twins?
I don't think I really know Cocteau Twins.
Oh my gosh. That's Spandau Ballet, first of all.
That's right. That's right.
But also, Cocteau Twins has a lot of songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Dial Q Omawase. Dial Q Omawase. That's what I've got for you. And this is an unlicensed strip mahjong game. Unlicensed strip mahjong. So the track I'm going to play for you. There's a couple of choices here. Let's do the intro theme. Intro theme.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you start off the year. Merry Christmas to you. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Starting from the beginning, because that beginning is a beautiful setup. Okay.
I think, Rob, when you I think you told me about this track, you were excited about it.
Well, yeah,
you called me. And you said, just listen to this. And then you said, this is top 10 of the year material right here.
Top 10, easily. Top 10. This is so good. This is Genesis Mega Drive magic. This is what Sega's all about. This is what Sega's all about. You know, this game is from 1992, and I'm looking up the description of this game on Moby Games. I don't know who wrote this description, but it's just so funny because we're in 2022. Boy, it was a different world back then. Listen to the description for this game, okay? Let's listen to this description. The player takes the role of a private detective hired by a woman to dig up dirt on her husband. In doing so, he goes to a secret underground Mahjong club where he must defeat young girls to extract information and their undergarments. What kind of description is that? And what kind of game is that? 1992.
I mean, I could see some, you know, I could see a game being made like that today. I mean, why not?
No. 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 Not going to happen.
An unlicensed game? Sure. Anything is possible. And that's the true meaning of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is possible. Oh, it's a cool track.
Imagine the composer making this music just has like undergarments around his desk and Mahjong tiles.
Strip Mahjong.
What? Strip Mahjong?
Strip.
Can I ask you a personal question?
I don't even know how to play Mahjong. So
can I ask you a personal question? Either one of you, actually?
Yes.
Me? Has either one of you...
What, you want me to take it off?
Has either one of you ever played a strip game?
Yes.
Strip poker or strip whatever? Mahjong? Yes. You have?
Yeah.
You played strip poker?
Yeah.
No kidding. Wow.
I did it like a week ago.
No.
No, like when I was like 20, maybe.
You too, Rob?
I engaged when I was a young child, strip hopscotch. Yeah.
That's when I started.
When did you finish?
When I was 20.
No, I've never played.
I had enough.
By the way, Rob, I don't know. You might have said something really funny and stuff, but I didn't hear it. I'm sure you recorded it on your end, but can you repeat it? Because you cut out for a while. I didn't hear anything you said.
Oh, is my internet cutting out again?
I mean, you're frozen.
It looks like
right
your eyes are rolling in the back
of
your head.
I don't know. Gabe, you're not frozen, right?
Okay. I know.
Okay, I think it must be Rob because I'm seeing Gabe not being frozen, so it must be Rob. So I don't know what story he had, but I'm sure it's funny though. whatever it is.
By the way, I was pretty good at poker back then.
That's poker or strip poker?
Well, kind of the same thing.
No. You're unfrozen right now, Rob, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What were you saying?
No, I said when I was a real youngster, I was pretty good at strip hopscotch.
Strip hopscotch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually really good at strip monkey bars.
Mm. Strip monkey bars.
Yeah.
And then strip chess. I try to get into strip chess. Uh-huh. That's not really a thing, though.
What about strip checkers?
I always try to get my friends to play strip Battleship. Oh, they weren't really into it, but I said, "Hey, this is war. This is war. We're raising the stakes here. That's what we're doing. We're raising the stakes."
Yeah. What about strip Uno? You ever try that?
And then, just for fun, if there's no board games around, I do strip rock paper scissors.
Oh, sure.
That's a good one. That one's intense. Quick. Yep. Quick game.
Yeah.
What about you ever play what's it called? Strip. I had it. I forgot now. I forgot what I was gonna say actually. Strip. Who was it? I don't remember. Anyway. There's a lot. Yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot of strip games. You know, strip tic tac toe, strip.
Stratego. Was that the game? Stratego?
Yeah. Striptego?
Striptego. That's what I was Striptego? Yeah.
Oh, what about Strip Sorry? Imagine that kind of game. And every time someone takes off their clothes, they tell the other people sorry, you know. Right. They have to reveal their body.
They used to play Strip Clue. You had to and guess what was coming off.
I played I meddled in strip dodgeball. It's hard to watch that one.
It makes me think of this idea I had for a group of us had instead of shirts versus skins, you know, basketball. Yeah. Shirts versus skins.
Yeah.
We thought of this idea, shorts versus skins. So it's, you know, one team is wearing shorts. The other team is not wearing shorts. They're not wearing anything. Everybody's got shirts on, though. Everyone has shirts on.
I thought they were still wearing, like, shirts.
Everybody's wearing shirts, okay? The difference is one team wears shorts. The other one doesn't wear anything underneath, the bottom. Shorts versus skins. And I also was talking about Uno the other day, and I had this thought that what if Uno doubled in size and then you could call it DOS?
Mm.
Okay. Hey, speaking of, I don't know, nothing, I guess, puzzles or games or whatever, the next game we're going to hear from is Pieces for the Super Nintendo. This is music by Nobuyuki Hara, and we're going to hear Staff Roll. And yeah, once again, it's from Pieces, the puzzle game. You know, it's the jigsaw puzzle game for Super Nintendo. I have it. And I like this game. Here it is, Staff Roll. That was music from Pieces for the Super Nintendo, Staff Roll, from composer Nobuyuki Hara.
I like that.
You know, it has the sliding, the pitch bending on there. I like that. This kind of reminds me of Synergy as well. And it also has that PBS kind of sound that I like. You know what I mean?
That Nova sound?
Something like that. It's got that Nova, but it's also, it's got that kind of PBS femininity that I like, you know?
I can't stop hearing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
I didn't hear that, but I guess I know what you mean. This has got that kind of, it reminds me of the PBS. I don't know how else to describe it, but it's got that PBS kind of feeling to it. PBS for women.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. Not exactly, but it's just, I like that PBS sound. I love it. You hear the beat changes. And you know, this music really does kind of sound like we entered the new year here. Thank you for that track. Thank you for that track, Nobuyuki Hara. Okay, so those are the tracks. We do have a closing track coming up in just a bit, but before we get to that, we've got a nice little new song from Sentimental and Sandy Gabriel that I, you know, mentioned at the top of the episode, and we're going to hear it now. What do you think about that?
Let's do it.
I want it. I want it.
Yeah. How bad do you want it, though?
Oh, I want it.
Okay. So the name of this track, I kind of forgot what the, I forgot what it's to, you know, what the music, that the backing music is from. So I don't know what it's, you know what? It might be from a track that Rob... Yeah, this is probably why I definitely wanted to save it for Rob. It might be from that golf game for... what's the golf game that you played from recently? Was it a Neo Geo game or something? Was it Top Players Golf? It might be Top Players Golf, I think. But anyway, but the name of the song, as written by... as named by... Sentimental in St. Gabriel is Godman. Godman.
Okay.
That's the name of the song, Godman. So let's give this a shot and we'll see how it goes, okay? Well, it's funny. There's a kind of a take two kind of thing.
I like that.
Moment in this, which I like that, yeah. All right, let's try it again here. Oh my God, man, there's a whole nother world. Hold on, I'm sorry. Is that too loud or is that
no, good? No, that's good.
Okay, sorry. I'll turn it down just a little bit in case. Okay. sorry, I'll start this on the top and we'll leave this all in. Okay. Another world. Say that again. Oh my God, man, there's a whole nother world. A forgotten and mysterious world we have found in. Now discover this world, so let us take away all the things we find. Oh my God, girl, it's a whole nother land. There's some water and a beach by the sand. Oh my God, girl, it's a whole nother world. It's like a dream that is coming true. Oh my God, man, it's a whole nother world to play and to sing.
Oh my god, man, it's a whole nother world. So grab all your bags and what you wanna bring. Oh my god, man, there's a whole nother world of forgotten and mysterious world we have found. Now discover this world, so let us take away all the things we find. Oh my god, girl, it's a whole nother land. There's some water and a beach by the sand. Oh my god, girl, it's a whole nother world. It's like a dream that is coming true. Oh my god, man, it's a whole nother world to play and to sing. Oh my god, man, it's a whole nother world. So grab all your bags and what you wanna bring. Oh my god, man, it's another golf song. Thank you, Rob, man. Now
can I sing? Did you hear the end there?
Yeah.
He said, oh my god, man, it's another golf song. Uh-huh. Oh my god, man, thank you, or Rob. Thank you, Rob. Something or other. Let's just hear that last part again.
Bags and what you wanna bring. Oh my god, man, it's another golf song. Thank you, Rob, man. Now can I sing along?
Now can I sing along?
That beginning is so funny.
I know the beginning is really funny. Let's just hear the beginning one more time because it's funny.
Oh my god, man.
That is so funny. Let's do that again. They left it in.
You know. Sentimental. Oh my. Another hit.
God, man. From Sentimental and San Gabriel. Okay, so there you have it. Thank you, Sentimental and San Gabriel, for sending that in. If you'd like a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com. You can comment there too, and you can create discussion there if you like. You can also create discussion on our Discord, which is a link to it is at legacymusichour.com, so you can get to it that way. It's in the right top right-hand corner. You can also get the Legacy Music Hour t-shirts there, rated R or unrated, and you can also contact us on the email address is legacymusichour@gmail.com.
The telephone number is 281-SONIC-91.
And you can also connect on Facebook if you want to. There's a Facebook page. If you like the show, you can also go to Apple Music and rate and review it. And that's it. And again, we have our Patreon is patreon.com/legacymusichour. Thank you to Gabe Castro, who edits the episodes. And thank you to Emily Donnelly, who does the mixtapes. Well, she compiles the tracks for the mixtapes for that come out every third Wednesday of the month. They are music only mixes of past episodes, and then what else? I mean, that's about it, right? Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, fine. Happy New Year, I guess, or whatever. Now, Gabe, what are we going to be closing with on this episode?
We're going to hear from one of my favorite games on the NES, and that's Street Fighter 2010, The Final Fight. And this is Spaceway, and it's by none other than Junko Tamiya.
Okay. So Junko Tamiya, one of the top composers, and I think that's about it. I'm just trying to make sure there's nothing else here to mention, but okay, well, that's it then, I guess. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.